Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, calling the kettle black. The latest news out of the Korean Peninsula from KBS News. Kim Jong-il is now saying, hey, we can shut down the nuclear facilities if you big bullies will stop being so hostile to us. That's my paraphrase. I'm curious as to which hostilities are being referenced. Perhaps Bush's axis of evil statement, made in reference to the fact that North Korea is a known seller of weapons to nations that desire to wipe Israel and the United States off the face of the earth. Certainly not our policy of feeding hundreds of thousands of North Koreans and keeping that nation afloat while it threatens us and the free world every day. It wouldn't be the fact that we have a military contingent in South Korea prepared for a possible attack from the North, like the one that they used to start the Korean War 50 years back. Not the fact that we have a hostility. Has there ever been a nation that has blessed its sworn enemies so much as we do? The world hides a grin as it hears Kim and sees who the truly hostile player is in this game. Well, at least the six-party talks are on the way. Believers can pray that God will use this meeting of minds to bring about a solution, even though Kim is already planning his escape route. Surely someone there will be asking for God's mind on the situation. But if these politicians don't think to ask God, we must. Someday, you know, we're going to rule the world, in fact, with Christ as King. For now, we can help pull strings behind the scenes. But from KBS News, this article, the United States says North Korea must report all of its nuclear programs, including its highly enriched uranium program, signaling that this could be the next big issue of debate at the next round of multilateral talks scheduled for Wednesday. President George W. Bush's National Security Advisor, Stephen Hadley, said in an interview with Fox News that the ultimate goal in the February nuclear agreement is the closure of all North Korea's nuclear programs. Hadley added that the nuclear shutdown in Yongbyon is only the first step, and that the next is to get an account of its covert uranium enrichment programs and to obtain the nuclear materials from which the North could make nuclear weapons. He also said in the upcoming round of six-party talks that countries will discuss the complete dismantlement of North Korea's plutonium programs alongside the handover of any covert enrichment operations and any nuclear materials it may have already produced. Meanwhile, North Korea said the resolution of the nuclear issue largely depends on whether countries such as the United States and Japan abandon their hostile policies toward Pyongyang, as it has taken the first steps toward denuclearization. The North made this announcement shortly after declaring the closure of its nuclear facilities at Yongbyon. So the North says, we started something good, so now you guys do something. Right. Oh, well, thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom and land of morning calm.